耶稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎来到晨曦讲座。愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。旷野操练神子民的信心，锻炼出更强壮的属灵肌肉。然而，在旷野中有好也有坏。坏消息是，旷野可能让我们失去方向，失去盼望，流浪，疲惫。旷野也是个战场。好消息是，在旷野中我们经历神的同在。今天曾金发牧师继续以赛亚书40章1到9节的经文分享在旷野中的好消息，以下我们一块儿来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍，邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
The Emmaus journey was like a wilderness of some sort.
以马忤斯的路上其实也有点像是一个旷野的经历。
Oh, Luke chapter 24 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible.
路加福音的24章也是我最喜欢的经文。
It's about two disciples walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
这个地方讲到两个门徒从耶路撒冷，他们走在以马忤斯的路上。
One is named Cleopas, the other is an unnamed disciple. I wish to think is Mrs. Cleopas.
这个经文说他叫格留巴，那另外一个人到底是谁我也不知道，也许是格留巴太太。
And Jesus appeared with them and he kept them from recognizing him.
那耶稣跟他们同行了一段时间，但是耶稣却暂时没有开他们的眼目，所以他们认不出来。
He asked, what have you been talking about?
那他就问他说，你们刚才在路上在谈论什么？
They stopped for a moment and they said, are you the only one in Jerusalem who doesn't know what has happened recently?
那这两个人很惊讶，他说，难道你是耶路撒冷里面唯一不知道发生什么大事的人吗？
It's like, what planet are you from? There is earth-shaking news that happened recently in Jerusalem.
你是从火星来的呢？你怎么不知道在耶路撒冷发生什么呢？
Jesus asked, what things?
那耶稣就说，什么事？
They said, oh, it's concerning Jesus, a mighty prophet of God, and they crucified him.
那这两个门徒就说，就是关于拿撒勒人耶稣，他们把官府把他钉在十字架上。
And then they added, you know, we hope he was the one, the Messiah.
而且他们两个人就加上，那这个人其实是我们素常盼望，就是那位弥赛亚的那一位。
Oh, but it has been 3 days now since he was crucified and he died.
但是他被钉十字架，他已经死了3天了。
Jesus then turned and did something rather remarkable.
结果这个时候呢，耶稣转身做了一个很不寻常的事情。
The Bible says he opened the scriptures to them from Moses to the prophets to share with them the word of God.
那圣经讲到耶稣就从摩西跟众先知起，凡经上指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。
Now the Old Testament is essentially divided into 3 divisions.
旧约当时基本上分成三部分。
The Torah, the law.
第一个是摩西五经。
The Ketuvim, the writings.
第二个是圣卷。
And the Nabiim, the prophets.
第三个就是先知的书。
And so when the Bible says from the Torah to the Nabiim, it means through the whole Old Testament, he unfolded to them God's redemptive plan for the Messiah.
所以他当他说摩西的书一直到先知的书，他这是涵盖整 全部的旧约的意思。
They were astonished by the wisdom of this stranger.
然后他们对这个陌生人所发出来的这个语的言语感到非常的震惊。
By this time, they have already reached their home, and Jesus made as if he was moving on. They stopped him. No, you come. It's late. Come to our house and rest for the night.
那这个时候，这两个门徒其实已经差不多走到家了，但是耶稣好像没有要停下来，要继续走，所以他们就说：“你停下来，停下来，到我们家里来。”
Because in the Word of God, they were excited about this stranger.
因为借着刚才的话，他们突然觉得非常的兴奋起来，对这个陌生人所讲的话越来越好奇。
Now I confess that if I were Jesus, I would probably have done it differently.
我承认，如果我是耶稣的话，我大概会有不同的做法。
If I were Jesus and my disciples went like, he has died and he has been 3 days now.
然后我听到那门徒说他死了，而且已经三天了。
If I were Jesus, I go, ta-da, I am alive.
如果我是耶稣，我就说哒哒，我还活着。
Why didn't Jesus go, ta-da, I'm alive?
那为什么耶稣没有到那个他面前说哒哒，我还活着呢？
Because he was grounding their faith in the wilderness upon the word of God.
因为他要把这个旷野的经验跟那个神圣的话语让他可以连结。
He wasn't grounding their faith upon a tada experience, but upon the foundation of God's word.
因为耶稣不想他的门徒把他们的信仰是建立在这个tada这样神奇的经验，而是在那个上帝不变的话语上。
So from the Torah to the Nabim, he opened to them the scriptures.
所以从妥拉一直到先知的书，他就给他们讲解明白。
And when Jesus came to the house for the night for supper, he broke bread. And the moment he broke bread, their eyes were open and they recognized him.
那到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来注谢的拨开，这个时候他们在眼睛才突然明亮了，然后认出他就是耶稣。
Oh, Jesus is alive and in their midst.
耶稣真的还活着，就在我们当中。
And poof, he disappeared.
And poof, 就不见了。
If I were Jesus, I wouldn't do it like that.
我如果是耶稣，我也不会这样做诶。
When their eyes were open, I go like, come on, let's party.
那我如果看到这个门徒眼睛打开了认出我来，我就说好，我们来开个 party.
Let's celebrate and fellowship together.
我们来庆祝吧，我们可以有好的团契。
Let's have some more mentoring time.
然后接下来我们再有一点的这个个别辅导这个门训的时间。
Not like their eyes were open, goodbye, poof, disappeared.
可是他们竟然认出来以后，他就噗不见了。
But when Jesus disappeared, they turned to each other and say, "Won't our hearts strangely warm when he opened to us the scriptures?"
耶稣消失以后，两个门徒彼此对说，他刚才跟我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Notice what they did not say. They did not say, "Wow, he disappeared." Can you imagine? Wow, he disappeared.
他们并不是在那里说哇怎么这么神奇他竟然 就这样不见了。
Their focus was upon the scriptures.
他们的焦点仍然是在神的话。
In the lostness of their wilderness, Jesus returned them to the scriptures.
在他们在旷野迷失的时候，耶稣把他们转回到神的话语。
And then the Bible says that very hour they went from Emmaus back to Jerusalem.
33节就是说他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
You remember in the previous session I told you I underlined the words 7-mile journey?
大家记不记得我上一堂我讲说以马忤斯他们回到耶路撒冷要走七里路。
That background information captured my imagination.
这个七里路这个背景知识呢就让我充满了想象。
How I wish I was with the two disciples when they walking in the darkness for 7 miles back to Jerusalem.
我就在想象，如果我自己是那个门徒，然后我在黑暗当中走七里路，然后去回去找那些使徒。
I'll be very keen to know what they are talking about.
然后我一定很好奇，现在这些门徒，或者这两个门徒正在彼此怎么谈论。
Can you see the difference on their journey to Emmaus and their journey from Emmaus?
所以你可以想象他们到以马忤斯还有从以马忤斯回到耶路撒冷这两个路上有多大的差别吗？
The journey to Emmaus, they were discouraged.
因为他们 离开耶路撒冷到以马忤斯的时候，他们心中是非常沮丧的。
The journey to Emmaus, they were in grief.
那时候他们是充满悲伤的。
The Messiah was crucified, their Lord was gone.
弥赛亚被钉死了，而且连尸体都不见了。
The journey to Emmaus, they were in the wilderness.
那所以到以马忤斯的路上，他们就是在经历一个旷野的经验。
Oh, but the journey from Emmaus was thrill and celebration.
但是他们掉头离开以马忤斯回去的时候，心中却是火热的。
What's the difference?
差别在哪里？
They met Jesus.
他们遇见了耶稣。
Who anchored them in the sacred scriptures.
而耶稣把他们的信仰让他抛锚定睛在上帝的话语上。
That's the solid hope we must pass on, the word of God.
所以这个坚实的盼望就是在于上帝的话语。
There is no other foundation, no other solid hope than the sacred scriptures. It is written, it is written, it is written.
没有比这个更加坚实的根基，因为他不断地说，经上记着说，经上记着说，经上记着说。
There is no other thing more important to pass on in the wilderness of life than the solid hope in the word of God, because it points us to the living hope, Jesus.
在旷野的经验黑暗当中，没有比上帝的话语那个永远不变更的话语更加能够给人带来盼望。
Because the word of God points us to Jesus even in our wilderness.
因为神的话指向耶稣，即使是在我们人生的旷野跟黑暗中。
In the word of God, we encounter the presence of God.
我们在旷野当中，我们遇见了神的同在。
And the assurance in the Bible time and time again is, "Do not fear, I am with you."
圣经不断地说不要害怕，我与你同在。
In your ministry, in your leadership, there will be wilderness experiences.
在各位的侍奉生涯当中一定会经历旷野。
There will be times of uncertainty.
一定会有那个充满不确定的时候。
Dark and difficult days will come.
那个黑暗而又困难的日子一定会来到。
But when you anchor in the word of God, you have a solid hope.
但是把你的信心建立在这个上帝的话语，那个是一个坚实的盼望。
I often tell leaders, you may not have certainty, but you can always have clarity.
我常常跟一些领袖说，你可以没有那个确定性，但是你却可以有一个很清晰性。
There is uncertainty in life, there's uncertainty in this world, there's uncertainty in leadership.
因为在你的侍奉，在这个世界，在你的领导当中，一定会有那个不确定的事情。
But we can always have clarity in God's word.
但是你可以清清楚楚地看到上帝。
Clarity in God's promises.
清清楚楚地看到上帝的应许。
Clarity in God's gospel.
清清楚楚地看到上帝的福音。
Clarity about God's faithfulness.
清清楚楚地看到上帝的信实。
That even in the wilderness, the presence of God is there because the word of God is revealed.
即使在旷野当中，上帝的话语仍然在那里。
The second good news, you can receive God's provision in the wilderness.
第二个好消息，我们在旷野中可以领受神的供应。
Because God will never lead you where His grace cannot keep you.
因为上帝他把你带去的那个地方，他总会有足够的恩典来托住你。
He will provide for you.
他会供应你。
The three greatest concern of leadership is, Oh Lord, the task is too big.
很多人在面对侍奉的时候，有一个很害怕的心，这个工作太大了，主啊。
Oh Lord, our resources are too little.
哦，主啊，我们的资源那么有限。
Oh Lord, the progress is too slow.
主啊，那个进展太缓慢。
But the promise of God is, fear not, for I am with you.
但是主的话说，不要害怕，我与你同在。
Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
不要胆怯，因为我是你的神。
If we say, Oh God, the task is too big, God says, I have chosen you, I've called you.
当你说这个挑战太大，上帝说，但是我已经拣选你，我已经呼召你。
When we say, Lord, the resources are too little, God says, I am with you, I will provide for you.
当你说资源太少的时候，上帝说，我与你同在，我会供应你一切的需要。
When we say the progress is too slow, God says, I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness.
当你觉得那个进展太缓慢，上帝说，我会用公义的右手扶持你。
We can experience God's provision in the wilderness.
我们会在旷野当中经历上帝的供应。
The third good news, we can witness God's power in the wilderness.
第三个是我们在旷野当中会见证上帝的能力。
God will show us His power if we are willing to trust Him.
如果我们愿意信靠他，我们就会经历到他的能力。
He could even bring water out of a rock.
他甚至能够叫磐石出水。
He can make us strong even in the midst of our weaknesses.
他可以使我们软弱的变刚强。
The fourth good news, we can discover God's purpose in the wilderness.
第四个是在旷野中，我们会发现神的目的。
This is His purpose. God often uses seasons of wilderness to teach us things that we otherwise cannot learn apart from it.
上帝常常用我们人生的这个旷野的这个季节来教导我们很多的重要的功课，要不然在其他的季节你是学不到的。
God's purpose is to build your faith muscles and mine.
那上帝的目的就是要建立你属灵的肌肉，建立你我的属灵肌肉。
But we must have the right posture to reestablish His authority in our lives.
但是我们需要有一个正确的姿态，因为让他能够有这个机会来建造我们。
But notice the attack and the lie of Satan in the wilderness.
那也要留意在旷野的时候来自撒旦的谎言跟攻击。
Satan tells us there's no way out of this wilderness.
因为撒旦会告诉你，你到旷野了，你出不去了。
And if we believe that lie, we become terrified and we panic and we walk out of it, walk in fear.
如果你相信了他的谎言，你就会觉得真的没有出路了，我们完蛋了。
But God tells us you will find grace in the wilderness.
但是上帝说，你会在旷野里面，你会找到恩典。
Because God doesn't merely lead us to the wilderness, He leads us through the wilderness.
因为上帝不是光带我们进入旷野，他也会带我们走出旷野。
And in that journey of the wilderness, God invites us to a missional intimacy with Him as He brings us out of the wilderness.
那么在这个旷野，他带我们经历旷野的这个过程当中，我们会发展出一种有使命感的跟他的亲密关系。
So here's the question: How should we respond?In the wilderness of our lives.
问题是我们要在生命的旷野当中如何回应。
The first is to realize that everyone encounters a wilderness season of life.
第一个我们要知道是每一个人都会经历旷野。
Something, if you are a godly Christian, you will never have a wilderness experience that is untrue and unbiblical.
如果有人说你如果是够神圣的话，够圣洁的话，你就不会经历旷野，这个是谎言。
Even Jesus, the Son of God, was led into the wilderness.
因为连神的儿子耶稣基督都被圣灵吹到旷野去。
When you are in the wilderness, don't expect past victories to sustain you.
那你在旷野的时候，不要想说你可以依靠过去的得胜经验来支撑你。
Don't let past hurts define you.
也不要让过去的伤害来定义你。
Don't rely on past assumptions to guide you.
不要借着过去的那些假设来引导你。
When you are in the wilderness, look up to God.
当你在旷野的时候，你要举目仰望，你要仰望耶稣。
Who is always present with you?
因为他永远与你同在。
And who is there to provide for you?
他也在那里预备要供应你的一切需要。
The second is to realize the greatest snare in the wilderness is murmuring and complaining.
在旷野最大的陷阱是发怨言和抱怨。
And the reason for murmuring, complaining, unbelief.
为什么会发怨言？为什么会在那里抱怨？因为就是不信。
So I encourage you to keep a gratitude journal of things you are thankful for.
那所以我鼓励大家要记灵修日记，特别是那些感恩的事。
And out of thanksgiving, I keep a track record of God's faithfulness in my life.
因为在你凡事谢恩的这个过程当中，你会发现上帝信实的足迹。
So that in the darkness and confusion of the wilderness, I can hold fast to the faithfulness of God.
在黑暗跟困惑当中，你会发现到上帝的信实。
The third is to realize we have a choice in the wilderness.
那第三个是我们在旷野当中其实还是有选择的。
In Isaiah 40 verse 3, a voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord."
那么在以赛亚书40章的第三节说，在旷野有人声说要修直主的道，预备神的路。
How do we prepare a way of the Lord in the wilderness?
那我们在旷野当中要如何来预备耶和华的路呢？
By preparing our hearts to be set aright before him.
就是要预备把我们的心归正在神的面前。
We adopt the right posture in the wilderness and ask God to accomplish His purposes in our lives.
那么在旷野当中，我们要采取一个谦卑的姿态，我们寻求神给我们引导。
Because when God is at work around us, we begin to see His faithfulness time and time again, even in the wilderness.
当你这样做的时候，你就会发现，在旷野当中，上帝仍然信实的一步一步又一步的引导你。
Very often we ask God for His blessing to us.
那很多时候我们向神祷告，求他祝福我们。
And in the ministry, we ask for God's blessing through us.
然后在侍奉当中，我们求神能够祝福会众，通过我们来祝福。
But in the wilderness, it's a special time to ask for God's blessing in us.
那么，但是在旷野的时候，我们却可以求上帝。把他那个祝福是集中在我的身上。
That God would do His deep transforming work within our lives.
在那个旷野的期间，我们求神可以在我们生命里面做更新变化的工作。
How are we to do all these?
那我们要怎么样能够做到以上的这几点呢
？When the wilderness can be terrifying or confusing.
因为在旷野的声音有可能是令人惊恐的，令人混乱的。
We learn to heed the prophetic voice in the scriptures.
所以特别要留心在这个圣经当中所发出的先知之声。
Look at Isaiah chapter 40 verse 6 to verse 9.
我们看以赛亚书40章的第六节到第九节。
A voice says, "Cry," and I say, "What shall I cry?"
有人声说，你喊叫吧。有一个说，我喊叫什么呢？
All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower in the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass.
但这里说，凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草野地的花，草必枯干，花必凋残，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草。
Verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
You see, in Isaiah's vision, in that wilderness, there was a voice that says, prepare the way of the Lord.
你看以赛亚的 书上说，在旷野有人声喊着说要预备主的路。
Because even in the wilderness, the presence of God is there.
那所以在旷野我们看到连上帝的同在仍然在那里。
And then comes this prophetic voice from heaven that says to the prophet, cry aloud.
然后接下来又再次叫他说，你喊叫吧，要大声的喊叫。
And the prophet say, I will cry aloud, but what shall I cry?
我要大声喊叫，喊叫什么呢？
What do I declare that is important that will break the confusion and uncertainty in the wilderness?
那我能够发出什么样的信心的呼声，或者是先知的声音，对着这个混乱跟黑暗呢？
And the answer seems to be cry out that all flesh is grass and the grass withers, but the word of God stands forever.
那这个答案有点让人摸不着头绪。他说，凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像野地的花，这有什么关系呢？
That's a misunderstanding in this text.
那是因为我们错解了这段经文。
That wasn't what the prophet was to cry out.
因为这段并不是先知在那里要呼喊出来的话。
That was only the preamble and the reason why he should cry out what he is to cry out.
其实这段还不是他要呼喊的正文，这不过是他的序曲。
And the preamble has this meaning.
那这段的序曲有一些的意义。
When the prophet asks, "What is there to cry? What am I to declare?" the spirit says to him, "There is nothing worthy to declare except the word of God."
基本上，上帝是在说，在旷野这样的一个地方，没有一个什么是值得真正值得来呼喊的。那些花草都不值得，只有神。
In this preamble, it explains why the word of God is so foundational.
然后在这一段的序言当中，好像在 预备，告诉我们大家，上帝的话才能够永远长存。
Why there is nothing else more important than God's word?
没有比上帝的话更加重要的。
Because all flesh is grass, and the beauty is like the flower of the field.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像野地的花。
Everything is transitory; they will fade away.
所有东西都是暂时的，像浮游一样，
Except the word of God that will stand forever.
只有神的话可以永远立定。
So when the prophet asked, "What is that to cry out?" The answer actually, you cry out the word of God.
所以真正的要呼喊的核心是，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。第八节。
So what exactly about God's word was the prophet to cry?
这个时候先知所要呼喊的神的话究竟是什么呢？
After the preamble in verse 6 to verse 8, the answer is given in verse 9.
六到八节的这个序言讲完了以后，正文才出现。
Verse 9 continues the thought.
第九节就延续这个思路。
In answer to the prophet's question, what shall I cry out?
那这段是在回答先知自己在那里的发问。
And here's the word of God that he's supposed to cry out.
然后这里是神的话，就是要呼喊，要宣告的内容。
Verse 9 gives the answer.
第九节是答案。
Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, Behold your God.
报好信息给西安的，你要登高山。报好信息给耶路撒冷的，你要极力扬声。扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的诚意说，看啊，你们的神。
Can you get the prophetic picture now?
所以你现在可以看到那整幅的先知的图像了吗？
In the wilderness, there must be a steady spiritual compass.
在旷野的时候，必须要有一个很稳定的一个罗盘。
And our posture must be right to prepare the way of the Lord by preparing our hearts.
然后在那个姿态，必须要是在旷野预备我们的主的路，在那里削平。
In our wilderness, we must reestablish God's authority in our lives.
然后在旷野当中，要重新建立神的话在我们生命当中的权威。
And we must declare with confidence the word of God.
而且我们要很清楚、很有把握的对于上帝的话。
Cry aloud, what am I to cry?
那大声的呼喊，到底要喊什么？
There is nothing worthy to cry except the word of God because it lasts forever.
没有其他更值得去宣扬的，除了主的话，因为唯有它存到永远。
And here's the word of God to cry out, Behold your God.
这个地方，那个重点，看啊，你们的神。
No matter how dark your wilderness is, Behold your God.
不管你的旷野的经历有多么黑暗混淆。
No matter how confusing or complex the circumstance is, behold your God.
不管它有多么复杂，你都要呼喊，看啊，我们的神。
No matter how dark the days are, behold your God.
不管那个天有多黑，要说，看啊，我们的神。
Because this is our solid hope in the word of God.
因为这个是我们对上帝那个坚定不移的盼望。
您现在收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。在旷野中，我们经历神的同在，领受神的供应，见证神的能力，发现神的目的。旷野是训练信心的学校，也是神化妆的祝福。谢谢您的收听，愿神赐福保护您，我们下回再会。
愿你荣耀Thank you.